stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And first of all, a happy and a healthy and, of course, a very prosperous new year for you and all of your families. And yes, it is true. I have to start out with the initial announcement. Yes, it is true. The Magnet Mutual Fund is finally out on the street, approved by the SEC, or I should say the prospectus is approved by the SEC, and this is only allowed to be offered through prospectus. So if you're interested, you got to give the office a call. For too many years, we've had minimum investments way too high for most individual investors to participate. Now with only $2,500 each minimum investment, the Magnet Mutual Fund called the Exceptionator has opened to the public. Again, it's a great time to ask the question, what kind of name is that? What do you mean by Exceptionator? What does that even mean? Well, we've said over and over there's a huge debate about what's going on with the stock market. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But the reality is if you made a blanket statement that American kids are fat and lazy and don't do their homework, they're watching too many video games, that actually may unfortunately be somewhat accurate of some of the kids, maybe too many of them. But if I turned the question around and asked you, could you identify 40 kids in America, 40 of them, that have outstanding work habits, are very bright, are doing their homework, probably even doing more than their homework, reading extra books and doing extracurricular? Well, obviously those are the kids that are going to have great futures. And just like we said, if you look in a mathematical bell curve, 90% of everybody and everything by definition is average. There's 5% underperformers or the wrong end of the bell curve, the exceptionally bad ones. And then on the other side of that bell curve is 5% of outperformance or the exceptional behaviors. And we've talked for years about the magnet stock selection process. As long as we can identify 30 or 40 companies that score out extremely high on our model, and that has nothing to do or little to do with price movement, but more to do with cash flow and margins and revenue, et cetera, and our quantitative model, well, folks, that's all we are investing in. And yes, we're very pleased with last year. We're really thrilled with what our initial portfolio for our mutual fund looks like. So while there is a raging debate on what's going on with the stock market, let's talk about just an economic number that did in fact come out today. It's co-op and condos in Manhattan. Now, if I was to say to you that the real estate market is fantastic, you'd probably look at me and say, you're nuts. We're hearing everything about subprime. We're hearing problems about too much inventory. And, in fact, that's the reason the consumer feels so poor, his house is going down so badly in value. But if you were to take a subset of the market and look at the Manhattan condo market numbers that came out today, they show some outrageously strong numbers in terms of every way you can measure it, whether it's time on the market, medium increase, yeah, I said increase in price, average increase in price, and it all has to do, of course, with one thing and one thing only, that is supply and demand, and everything else is just simply a story. So if you can isolate the very, very, very best companies in America, why would you bother talking about the stock market? It makes no sense other than just a little bit of nonsensical media and whatnot. Now, we are going to have some tremendously interesting guests come on later in the show. One of the brightest, smartest, most successful growth stock investors in the country will join us. Louis Navalier, who's managing billions of dollars in his quantitative model. And we're going to bring on Terry Dugan in a little while, who is a throwback, folks, an American landsman. That's right, travels the country looking for land for companies to invest in, and I've known Terry for years, and Terry's got a lot of interesting insights he's going to be sharing with us. We're looking forward to hearing Terry come on with his information. But the main thing that I want to share with you is this big debate about the economy and the stock market and what's going on. And again, if someone was to ask me how the market looks, I'd ask them first, well, are you a buyer or are you a seller? Because if you are a buyer, think of these conditions for a moment. Best valuation in 10 years, rampant pessimism, excessive record cash on the sidelines with a dwindling supply. Well, if you are a seller, you may not want to sell into record pessimism and people who are hearing about the economy crashing and the consumer dropping dead. However, if you're a buyer and you really have some sort of time frame that you're looking extended and you can identify great magnet companies at superior valuation growing in this economy, well, what would you do other than just load up? And that's exactly what we are doing. And you have to have a time horizon that makes a little bit of sense. And folks, if you just listen to the media, you will be in cash basically for the rest of your life waiting for the right opportunity to come. And if you ever did get that kind of buy signal from the marketplace or from the media itself, what they tell you is the sky is clear, the sky is blue, there are no problems to surmount, it is nothing but green lights ahead, and you know it, that's the sign of the top. Because everybody, money is already in. If you're following as many newsletters and as many models as we follow, you'll know almost every momentum model is currently negative. People are being advised to hold on to the cash, wait for a better buying opportunity. So that cash is now on the sidelines, virtually waiting to come in, and we have a market that is as schizophrenic as can be. One day up strong, one day down strong. It can't quite get its footing, but I will tell you that the magnet stocks look a little bit different, and while there is no guarantee, and we're not even bothering to talk about past performance, anybody who has followed magnet, followed the show, and followed what I've been talking about, I believe should be anxious to join us. So again, if you want a prospectus, if you want to take a look at how the Magnet Mutual Fund fits in your portfolio, you want a prospectus for the Exceptionator Fund, just give us a holler at 888-766-6828. 2-8 and give yourself a New Year's present that should last for the rest of your life. So if you think that I'm a little bit bullish on what's going on, I think you read me right. We are going into a presidential election year. We're going to begin to hear more and more about the economy. And yes, while I heard the same as you that nobody was shopping, nobody went out, and nobody spent anything on the holidays, one of my favorite pictures from last year, I cut it out the day after Thanksgiving, the Black Friday, 1 a.m., consumers pushing and shoving to get into stores. And yes, in fact, the consumer is not dead, and it is just a huge mistake to count out the growth of not only what's going on inside America, but just as importantly, what's going on outside of America. And if you think for a moment that these multi-billion-dollar water purification plants or highways being built in virtually every continent of the world is going to suddenly stop short because some people went out and over-speculated and bought too many condos that they thought they could flip for an instant profit, if you think that the world progress ends because of that, then my recommendation is that you stay in cash and you wait for the media to give you the all clear signal, and we'll see you invest at much higher prices than currently exist right now. So it's so important to tune out as much as you can of the media. Think, in fact, of those 40 kids on the internet doing extra homework to figure out advanced problems, not about what they're learning, but maybe a year or two ahead. Translate that into public companies, and that's exactly what we are looking to invest in here in all of our funds. But now the Magnet Mutual Fund, as I've been promising you, finally opened this week, and see if you can help yourself and help your families with that. Now, following this break, we're going to go on a tour of the country with one of the landsmen. Terry Dugan's going to join us and share with us what he's seeing around the country in terms of land grab going on by larger companies and what they're buying and what they're buying of course. So stick with us. We are on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money, call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And ladies and gentlemen, you're now in for a absolute treat. We're going to bring on Terry Dugan, and Terry is the president of TLD Resources, and he is an original landsman from out west. Terry, thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem, Kimmel.
All righty. And, folks, let me just share. I met Terry a couple of years ago in all places but New York City. But Terry is an original landsman. And, Terry, there's so much interest and confusion about what's going on with prices of real estate, prices of oil and gas. I thought we'd bring on somebody who has their finger on the pulse around the country. And before we get into the actual meat of that, you know, the M in Magnet stands for management. It all comes down to the individual. So, Terry, spend just a minute or two a little bit on your background and how you got into the business of being a landsman.
Well, as a petroleum landman, I started in it. My wife was raised in the oil and gas business, and we met just before I retired from the Army. And she got me started, and the more I found, the more I liked it. It's dealing with people and their concerns and addressing their concerns before they drill a well or before they lease the mineral rights for an area. But her mother drilled wells back in the 60s and 70s and in Pennsylvania, and her name was Mary Cunningham. But she's an old timer, and she got all of her kids started, and then my wife got me started. So
fantastic! So it's in the blood, huh?
It basically is. The work is coast to coast. It's a lot of travel involved. A lot of meeting wonderful people out there. You know, the farmers they don't do these major projects in the city. They don't drill for oil or gas in the cities. So you meet the farmers and the people out in the countryside who have values and character and morals and all those things that make America the way it is.
Gotcha. And so let's go right to it. I know you travel around the country quite a bit. You've got your kind of antenna out all over the place.
Well, you have to have in this business. As a subcontractor or contractor, you travel where the work is, obviously. And like I said, it's coast to coast pretty much. You mention an area and I can go to it, or we can just start on the west coast and come east.
Well, here's what I really want to ask you. The whole idea is the reason people want this property is either current or future drilling rights for the oil, the gas, or the minerals. We obviously have been on a tear over the last few years in terms of we finally saw $100 oil. We've seen spikes over the last few years, even though the natural gas has pulled in a little bit. Do you feel generally, and then we can get as specific as you want, because I think that's important to highlight certain areas, maybe even companies, if you felt like it. Do you feel the demand slacking, or, you know, is it bigger or smaller players that are hungry? How do you feel it's going right now?
Well, right now you're seeing more of the bigger players still continuing. The smaller players, the smaller companies have made a pretty good land grab for the mineral rights in the areas they want them. They're mostly speculation. They go into an area and they drill a few test wells to see what's there, and then they kind of keep it real quiet. They call it close hold and information, and then till they lease up what they want or the area they want, and the smaller companies have leased up pretty much everything they can handle. There aren't enough drilling rigs as a problem to meet the demand, so to speak. In other words, they've got so many acres under lease now that they can't drill it all before the leases expire. And normally they're 5-year leases now, and they just got too much under lease. They can't drill them fast enough. Each well takes time.
Amazed. Now, when I heard you say, you know, there's not enough rigs around, I'm looking at all the oil and oil service companies that rank up higher in our model, and that's got to bode well for their productivity and you know, future prices on these guys. So
Really. Here's the problem with that. The people who are doing the drilling, they rent or lease the rigs. And the going rate on the daily rental on the rigs isn't sufficient to cover the cost. So they're not building new ones, per se. They build some, but usually only on special order. The drilling rigs are in high demand, but yet the return they're getting on their money for the rentals isn't sufficient to build more new ones.
Interesting.
So it's kind of stagnant. Now, they've cleaned up and serviced all of the old rigs, and they're using those, and they build a few new ones here and there. And I know one company had ordered 10 new rigs from Union Drilling here a few years ago, but the cost was like $20 million each. And that's $200 million just to build drilling rigs. Well, those drilling rigs were deep rigs, if I'm not mistaken, to go into that Trenton Black River formation in upstate New York.
Okay.
And those haven't been real profitable. Some are. They hit about one out of every 6 to 10 wells on the gas into the Trenton Black River formation up there. But those grobbins are 2 miles down, and it takes them, $3.5 million each well. And if you drill a well and hit a dry hole or hit air, it's $3.5 million out the window.
Right, and that doesn't sound like the thing I want to do. Now, let me talk about something else for a minute on a prior conversation from ours. So you found the stuff, you successfully drilled it, but you got to move it somewhere.
That's right. So there's a lot of pipeline activity going on all over the country. When you first drill a bunch of new wells or these shallow ones into the shale formations, they have to put in what they call a gathering system. And that's just usually low-pressure pipelines all through a community to hook all the wells up to get them out to market.
Okay.
And those are going as fast as they can do them. But they need the cross-country capacity as well. So there's new pipelines going in at the same time, which, of course, is driven partly by the steel price then. It affects it tremendously. So you've got Chesapeake and Equitable Resources, Chesapeake Energy and Equitable Resources, doing a lot of pipeline repairs on their old wells the old pipes are starting to leak, you know, after 100 years in the ground. They didn't wrap them in polyethylene, and they didn't use any kind of system back then to protect the pipe. So the pipes have started rusting and all of that. So there's a lot of activity they're doing in pipeline repairs and even new ones being put in. I've done a few pipeline jobs out in Kansas and stuff, and southeast Kansas was real active in the shale formations and coal bed methane. But coal bed methane is not a high producer as much as these shale formations are. So they're doing a lot of that, Chesapeake and Equitable are.
Right. Now, I got to tell you that I know that a lot of the pipeline companies happen to pay real big dividends. We couldn't help but to see Warren Buffett putting billions of dollars into those companies. So it kind of points out a little easy signpost that might be a nice way for people to play it. Now, let me ask, there's so much discussion about, I know it might not be your exact area, but just the pipeline conversation. They're talking about the big formations up in Canada. Are they going to build more pipelines to bring stuff down there, or is that too expensive still?
I know a few years ago they were trying to do what they call a Millennium Pipeline. It ran under the Great Lakes and into Buffalo and then down from Buffalo to New York City. And I haven't heard anything on that pipeline recently, but that was a big one that got stalled because of environmental issues that they had to address first. But the Canadians have a unique position. They have laws up there that allow them to drill under the Great Lakes. We don't. So basically, they're drilling under the Great Lakes, taking the gas, and then selling it back to us. And that's Fortuna is mainly in on that, which is a Talisman subsidiary. But they're kind of stalled out on that, I think. I haven't heard anything recently on it.
Okay, but let me go back to something. We're only going to have a couple minutes left here, Terry. I want to make sure that, first of all, if there's something I kind of forgot to ask him, I'll let you just jump right in and bring it out. And if there's anybody who's looking to work with you or get more information from you, I'm going to leave that optional. I know your time is in demand and you're also a family man. So if you want to give out your contact information, do so. I'm not going to do that for you. But is there anything, you know, kind of that I'm missing that I didn't bring up that you think is important in this area right now?
Yeah, I think I ought to run through the major players and where they are, just so people not kind of know what's going on. You've got Enron Oil and Gas doing a current play in North Dakota. You've got Range Resources in Pennsylvania and West Virginia, as well as their sub-company Great Lakes. They're all over in that area too, and then you've got ConocoPhillips in a major play in northern Texas. You've got Aurora Oil and Gas in the Wabash Valley, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky. AOG is got 800,000 acres under lease, and they can't drill it all before the leases expire. So, as I understand it, they've hired a firm to look at what they should divest themselves of and keep. You got Chesapeake Energy and Ansbro and Fortuna up in New York. Ansbro is privately owned. It's Phil Anschutz and his daughter Libby Anschutz Brown, and they're real active up in New York right now. The major players are doing major things. The smaller companies are pretty much trying to sell for a profit, or they're looking at what they can produce and still operate, just because of money issues, you know.
Well, listen, Terry, there's nobody who has their finger on the pulse as closely as you do. I really appreciate your insights. If you want, we can bring it back another time, and you can actually share with folks maybe where you're putting some of your money, what you're seeing. I know that there's nothing better than feet on the street, so to speak, and in this case, it's a real-life American landsman. And, Terry, it's just a pleasure to have you on. A happy and a healthy new year to you.
Well, thank you, Jordan. And, of course, my email is tldresources@aol.com.
Well, hey, fantastic. Thanks so much for the information and
you
your
bet.
Time, and we'll catch you down the road a bit.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you now. Bye-bye now. Folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with Louis Navalier, one of the great, great growth investors in this country. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more profitable investing.
Up to date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. ordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
The Bauer Power Hour will focus on ways to improve a company's marketing message. Some of the sharpest minds in marketing will be featured on the show. So listeners will get free advice from folks that normally have to pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars per hour to access. Listen live every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, that's 2 p.m. on the East Coast, to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer on the Voice America Business Channel.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy!
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it's my pleasure to bring on one of America's most well-known and respected great growth investors of our entire era, Louis Navalier. And thanks so much for joining us. Are you out there with us?
I'm doing great.
All righty, I'm sure you are, and happy, healthy, first of all, for you and your family. And just, I have to do a little introduction. I just finished reading your new book, The Little Book That Makes You Rich. And, folks, I've shared building my model, personal model, over the years, trying to learn from the greats, and Louis Navalier is clearly one of them. Louis, first of all, congratulations on your book and all the success you're having right now.
Oh, it was a good year for us last year, and the book is really, I'm just trying to empower investors. Our research is now online free to everybody, and the book links everybody to our online databases. So we're in a very narrow market, and we really feel an obligation to try to identify the best stocks for everybody.
Right, and in fact, I saw that you gave your service kind of a way letting people grade their own stocks. I'm not going to give them the website unless you want to. I know you show it in your book, but a lot of people are looking for shortcuts and get rich quickly schemes. And I know that your story. We hire a lot of interns here, and I always tell your story on day one of initiation. It's what you put in is what you get out, and I think it's you reference your father in the book and your work habits, and I want to, if you will, just spend a minute on that. We'll get into the market about, it's great being an overnight success, especially after the 20 fantastic years you've already put in.
Well, first of all, investors should realize that it is a lot of work, but we've tried to make it easy with this database. And in the databases, you just go to www.getrichwithgrowth.com, and you have to. There's a free e-letter there, and there's a blog. And once they sign up, you can quickly find the best stocks and key industries, etc. But what I'm really doing in the book is I'm just sharing my secret formulas I developed. And how I came about these formulas was very odd, because I'm from Berkeley, California, and in Berkeley they teach you that, we're all supposed to earn the same amount of money, and when we invest in the market, we're all supposed to index, so even though it's a capitalist economy, we're all supposed to be a bunch of socialists. and unfortunately, Wall Street's been that way a lot lately, too, because ever since Spitzer did his thing, a lot of the lawyers on Wall Street tell us money managers how to manage money and what indices to track. And they don't want us to stray far from the indices. So there's a lot of closet indexing and management out there. And what's happened is it's been an absolute disaster because I read a Citigroup report not too long ago that said that value has beaten growth every month in the last decade except for 4 months. So put all your money in value and how great financials were. And we grabbed that report and started using it as a marketing piece for us, and we used to joke that they all drank the same Kool-Aid because the financials have been an unmitigated disaster, and the disaster is still going on. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the big gossip out there institutionally is people are losing money in money market funds. So it's the state of Florida. It probably just destroyed Jeb Bush's political career because when he left office, he was a consultant for Lehman, who sold these securities to the state that they were going to lose at least $900 million on, maybe up to $2.3 billion. And, State Street isn't paying, isn't taking responsibility for any of this, but they've already carved out $679 million in legal defense fees. So while other money managers like SEI are saying, hey, we made a mistake, we'll buy the securities back. And, Wall Street is a very odd place. And when all these bombs went off this summer, what's been happening ever since is they've rediscovered fundamental investing, which is really what we do. And fundamentals are really back in vogue right now, and we're very excited.
Right, and I'm glad they are. And Louie, I think one of the big mistakes is people, I always talk about having a plan and trying to stick with it and not take too much risk, because you're going to jump off when the market turns sour. And I think you do a great job, emphasizing risk control. And I think that you probably don't give yourself enough discussion in here, but I think one of your keys to success has probably been not only the great stock picking, but the money management side and the controlling of the risk that you've done for your folks. And I know you're managing billions. You want to talk about that for just a minute?
Sure. I mean, going back to how Wall Street was weird, I had some issues with my management style when I go to New York. And in recent years, one of the issues was they kept teasing me why I did fundamentals, like I'm some sort of dinosaur. And why this was happening is they had these guys called structured managers who just build better indices. In fact, I have a friend that does this. He's gone from $1 billion to $60 billion in the last 8 years. No fundamentals. He just remixes stocks. And to get a higher return or less risk. He did a good job. And then, of course, we have all the arbitrageurs that will go long and short. And the structure guys and the ARB guys are half the volume on Wall Street. And they're the guys that had a really hard time this summer. Now, some of them made it back, but most of them flamed out and they were a lot volatile. And so when I would run around, in fact, I actually could not decide not to work with a major insurance company. It's in the news every day. Because they were basically telling me that guys that do fundamentals like me are dinosaurs. That, and I don't know what schools these people went to, but obviously they forgot to take a class in fundamental investing. And everybody got obsessed with arbitrage or remixing things, and they got away from fundamental investing. And now that's all Wall Street has to fall back on. And so, like this morning, we have Monsanto up sharply. Well, obviously fundamentals work. And, they had good earnings and got it higher. And so we feel very vindicated and very happy, and we're gonna we've just been rated 10 years in large cap. I know we're top 2% 5 year, and we're top 4% last year, and pushed to about 30% last year on that. And the newsletter I publish, Blue Chip Growth, should get Holbert's 10-year ranking. At least we think we will. We'll win it all. So I think, our patience and our fundamental focus has really paid off. And I think it's going to work better in the future than it has in the past, largely because all these things that were distracting people on Wall Street have disappeared and or have gotten more inconsistent on performance.
Right. Well, I happen to agree with you completely. I think that, despite all my experience, what I do, every time I have the chance to hear you speak, you'll see me in the audience listening, and you said last year we've seen value outperform growth 6 straight years. This is the longest period of time, and you see some things in your model saying it's going to change. And I mean, you couldn't have been more right on time. And this is probably something, I'll ask you your opinion. We know growth is leading the market, large cap growth specifically. When a trend like that changes after 6 years, any guess how long that lasts?
It's going to last probably at least 3 to 4. It could last a lot longer. It's very simple why. when the value guys did well, they did well after the bubble burst in March of 2000. And what happened is over 40% of all the money on Wall Street fled. And a lot of it ended up at banks, and banks made real estate loans at the right time. And the real sweet spot in the market, you know, in the 2001, 2002, et cetera, was small to mid-value. Well, although those funds did well for several years, they have now they're shrinking. And when you get a mutual fund that has embedded capital gains like these funds do, and they start to shrink, guess what happens? People are losing money, and they're paying taxes. And your average stockbroker does not want to tell his clients that, hey, I'm sorry, but you have to pay taxes even though I've lost your money. So what's happening is there's relentless selling pressure and value, and then there's net buying growth. And I can tell you, like in the large cap fund I manage, and I'm fortunate because I'm the only growth guy Merrill's recommended 2 years in a row, and they haven't come out with the ratings for this year, but I'm sure I'll be up there because I think I beat everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The money pouring in my growth fund is diluted all the capital gains distributions. So nobody's paid any taxes for 5 years. So I think a lot of the style shifts on Wall Street are exaggerated by the mutual fund industry. So when a fund grows, the money pouring in dilutes the annual tax distribution. When it shrinks, it's a tax time bomb. And I think that's one of the reasons that these style shifts last so long, because and another example is international. International has been a hot asset class, the weak dollar. Those funds aren't paying the taxes they should because the money pouring in. And I think these style shifts are exaggerated by our tax laws. Now, this went to Congress not too, in 2001. People were so upset that they were buying growth funds that flamed out in 2000 that they lost money, had to pay taxes. It actually went to Congress, but nothing ever happened. So we'll have to see this time if people get ticked off for paying taxes when they lose money. And we'll see if Congress does anything. But provided they don't do anything, these style shifts will last years.
Right. Well, I hope they do. I mean, it fits right into your alley. It fits right into my alley. It's perfect. I know that I look over my shoulder now. We continue to rank up basic materials and a lot of international, and now too many people are saying it. So I don't know whether it's more air beneath the wings or it's getting closer to end. I can't see it ending with the global growth. Louis, we're going to hear, I hear some music coming on, it means break. I'm not going to ask you to stay on another segment unless I know you're as busy as you are. Why don't you give the contact information for your website again and maybe for your mutual funds or anywhere people want to invest to learn more about you, can find your book and learn more about you.
Well, the best way is just go to www.getrichwithgrowth.com, and then if they want to check on any of our manager company, it's just www.navalier.com.
Well, fantastic. Listen, happy, healthy new year. I'm going to be down in the money show in Orlando. I think I'll probably see you there. But thanks so much for the time out for the listeners, and continue great success.
Great. Look forward to seeing you then, Jordan. Okay,
take care. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Folks, you are listening to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Do you have business style? Is your business style working against you? Does your business style support your overall business and career goals? If you're not achieving goals at the workplace, you'll benefit from Business Style with Kimberly B., a leadership expert and executive recruiter who will outline strategies to help you manage your business and career and achieve the success you want. Listen live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific to Business Style with Kimberly B. on the Voice America Business Channel.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing. And I know it's hard for you guys who are maybe not in the industry to understand, but we just got some insight from one of the greatest growth investors of this entire era. And if you don't have a copy of the little book that makes you rich, it's very, very, very easy and quick read, and I, being in the business for 20 years, picked up several things from it. I know you will too, and the reality is one of the things that Louis addresses towards the end of the book is the absolute requirement. The chapter's called Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, and the absolute requirement of actually being an optimist, and why the glass is always half full. And he references another book, and this is how I go from one book to another in the investment world, but a book called The Triumph of the Optimist that has proven point over and over again that there's actually always, always a reason not to invest. And this is kind of what I talked about at the beginning of the show. Well, this year, of course, it's the subprime and the coming recession and the earnings rollover, and it's Iraq and Iran, and, well, I guess North Korea is not an issue today, but maybe global warming is, and the $100 oil and $850 gold. But the reality is that every decade we've seen wars, famines, freezing. It's nothing to laugh at, folks. The world has problems, but the point is, it's only the problems, frankly, that make the news. The breakthroughs, and this is something Louis even brings about in the book, you go to CNN headlines, the headlines, you know it's bad, but if you read through it close enough, you'll see breakthroughs in cancer and breakthroughs in agriculture, and in fact, one of the sectors that we've talked about on the show before, months ago, and it's just unabated buying pressure in the stocks that had anything to do with increasing crop yield, increasing this nitrate, and why? Well, folks, there's more and more people on Earth, and they're not making any more dirt, so it's a whole idea of, we saw what happened within our country in big agriculture taking over. Do you think it's possible it might happen on other continents? Well, the exportation and the purchasing of farm equipment, and I don't even know, folks, I'm just an Upper West Sider from New York City, which is why I love to have landsmen on from the West, and natural gas guys come on, and oil guys, because they know so much more about this than I do, and we listen with both ears. But it all comes down, similar to Louis Navalier's, is a mathematical model which simply isolates the best of the best. And when you have companies with far superior cash flow, far superior revenue generation, and with that cash flow, folks, when a company that has a billion shares outstanding earns a dollar in the quarter, what does that mean? It means that net of all the dividends and net of all the cash, net of everything, they've got another $1 billion in free cash to go out and acquire yet another profitable company to fold into theirs. And it's when these companies with the high cash flow and the high revenue and the accelerating profit margins, and one of the things in this wonderful book, and again, the reason I'm so high on it is because how much I have learned from Navalier's system and how consistent his results over time have been. If you have a single indicator you follow, well, there are times when that indicator is in favor and there's times when it's clearly out of favor. If you have a multi-factored approach, well, that's going to keep your eyes on that prize, and as long as you do figure out a way to only invest the amount of money that you're willing to let fluctuate, I didn't say willing to lose, willing to let fluctuate, that's when you can be calm in rough seas, that's when you can add money when the public is panicking, that's when you can sit still and dollar cost average into a mutual fund, because you know that over time the stock market has beaten every single other alternative, whether it be real estate, gold, anything you name it. The ownership of the right stocks have done yet something else altogether, and that's what our focus is on, is identifying the best companies and rotating with them, not falling in love with the company, but falling in love with the spreadsheet and letting it be our compass. So we've talked about this for a couple of years on the show. We know that we have had a lot of interest in our mutual fund, which has finally come out. So I'm going to give you one more time. Come over to 888-766-6828 and get a prospectus for the mutual fund that just hit the street this very week. We came out with the fund. It finally got through what you may not realize, how rigorous a process it is to have a prospectus finally approved for distribution. And now, as you well know, I'm no longer a retail broker, but we've got brokers in the office to help you climb on board what should be a long and wonderful ride. And again, there are no promises, there are no expectations that we'll lay out for you, but we urge you to get yourself off the couch, stop watching the CNN, unless it's for entertainment only, and remember that despite all the problems that we hear about day in and day out with our country, this is the most profitable, most transparent stock market environment in the world. People are living longer. They're living healthier. They have more downtime, more free time, more leisure time for their kids and the kids' games. And if we can help you enough, our goal is to put you in a position for you to have your own foundations and your own nonprofit institutions pursuing your own dreams. And that, folks, only happens when you finally get to a point where you can walk into a store and buy what you want and give what you want and not worry about what will be ever-ending and nonstop inflation that will continue to hit our economy and your pocketbooks, regardless of what the government is telling you is happening at simply 1%. So, yes, the sky does look bright when you own the right companies and you have the patience and the model and the system to put you through these rough waters. And, folks, let me just give you an idea. If I hear of unabated optimism and blue skies and now's the time to get in, my staff is going to pinch me and remind me, it's time to maybe raise a little bit of cash in the fund. But until that happens, let me just wish you a profitable, healthy year ahead. Give us a call, get a prospectus, and get on board. The Exceptionator train has left the station, and climb on board because we have a trip around the world. Jump on board, and folks, we'll see you right here next week on Profitable Investing. Have a wonderful, profitable week, and we'll see you soon.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.